to Switzerland now in a surprising victory for that country's political right. Voters agreed Sunday to ban the construction of minarets. Those are the spires built on or near many mosques, which can be used to call Muslims to prayer. The Swiss government recognized the vote as democratic and binding, but as Eleanor Beardsley reports, it is struggling to reassure its Muslim citizens.
The vote was expected to be close, but the measure was never expected to pass. Yet in the end, more than 57% of voters decided that minarets are not welcome in Switzerland. The referendum was put forward by the far-right Swiss People's Party. Critics say the party's aggressive campaign stirred up xenophobia and fear. Their ominous posters, which papered Swiss cities, showed a burqa-clad woman in front of a Swiss flag with minarets rising up like missiles. The Swiss People's Party claims minarets are a symbol of a political Islam that is trying to get a foothold in Switzerland. Party leader Oskar Freisinger says the vote's message is clear.
You can practice your religion in your mosque, no problem, but don't interfere with our legal system. That's in fact, the only message we have given. If they have understood it, we won't have any problem.
Freisinger says the minaret ban will keep Switzerland from heading down the same path as countries like Britain and France, which he says struggle with Muslim populations living in their own parallel societies and with their own laws. Tiny Switzerland sent shockwaves throughout Europe today. In France, which has Western Europe's largest Muslim population, the Swiss vote was covered extensively on television. One channel took an online poll over whether France should have its own debate about minarets. 75% of respondents said yes. One Belgian newspaper asked, "Are we next?" The angry campaign and the outcome of the referendum came as a rude shock to Swiss Muslims, who are generally considered well integrated into society. The majority hail from the Balkans and Turkey and do not adhere to the codes of dress and conduct associated with the conservative Islam of the Middle East. Switzerland has 200 mosques and cultural centers, but only 4 minarets. And Swiss minarets are for decoration because the call to prayer is sung by a muezzin only inside the mosque. The vote was particularly embarrassing for the Swiss government, which had campaigned heavily against it. Swiss Foreign Minister Evelyn Widmer-Schlumpf tried to play down its impact today.
I interpret this result as a reaction of fear towards everything who is coming from abroad. It's not a rejection of the Muslim community in Switzerland, because the Muslim community is well integrated and will be able to continue to pray every Friday.
Swiss human rights organizations called the vote a great disappointment in a country with a long tradition of religious tolerance. After the referendum vote Sunday night, a crowd gathered in front of the Swiss Parliament in Bern. As a violin played, many held placards that read, "This is not my Switzerland." Eva Baumgarten, who spoke to Swiss World Radio, said she was ashamed of her country.
I'm not afraid of the different cultures. I'm not afraid of the Muslims, but I'm afraid of people of my country who are so, narrow-minded. Why are we afraid? What's our problem?
For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.
We'll be right back.